Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following news announcement.
And now for the economy. The latest round of flight cuts by major airlines could lead to higher fares. Airlines officials say excess capacity has pushed inflation-adjusted average fares to levels unseen since the late 1980s, resulting in billions of dollars in annual losses for the industry. With fewer seats to sell, airlines will try to reduce the number of seats that they sell at rock-bottom prices through internet discounters as they concentrate on bringing back higher-paying business travelers.
71. What might flight cuts result in? 72. In what year might airlines have experienced the same problem? 73. What will airlines now make an effort to do? 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
Your attention, please. There is a red Ford Taurus parked blocking the building's entryway. Will the owner of this vehicle please move it immediately? This area is meant for shuttle buses and taxis only. You may move your car to either parking lot on the east or west side of the building. Again, this is a red Ford Taurus, license plate number 173FTU. If it is still blocking the entrance 10 minutes from now, I am afraid we will have no choice but to call the towing company and have it removed. So please, will the owner of this red Ford Taurus move your vehicle immediately?
74. What kind of vehicle could be blocking the entryway? 75. Where is the Ford Taurus allowed to be parked? 76. What will happen if it is not moved in 10 minutes? 77 through 79 refer to the following commercial.
America loves to shop, and there's no place better than New Hampshire, where the shopping is sales tax-free and the choice is exceptional. Come browse through the interesting and unique shops from old-fashioned 5-cent and 10-cent stores to ski and sports shops featuring the latest equipment and fashions, nationally known names and brand factory outlets, and one-of-a-kind boutiques. A bonus! Many stores will ship your purchases so it's easy to say yes to that once-in-a-lifetime find. New Hampshire has a story to tell in the tradition of small home-based businesses and bustling workshops where craftspeople create items that reflect and contain the human spirit. For more on shopping, see listings by town within each region.
77. Besides variety, what else is heralded as being unique about shopping in New Hampshire? 78. What service do many stores provide? 79. What tradition does New Hampshire uphold? 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
When you get a haircut at a hairdresser, or take your clothes to a dry cleaner, or ask a garage to repair your car, you're buying a service. When you buy a service, you have the right to expect certain standards. First of all, the service must be completed within a reasonable time. This applies even if you and the person supplying the service have not agreed a time for the work to be finished by. Secondly, anyone who provides a service must do so with reasonable care and skill, to a proper standard of workmanship. If you paid someone to fix your roof because it was letting in water, it should not still leak after the work has been completed. Lastly, reliable and appropriate materials or goods should be used for the service. The same law covers goods and materials as if you were buying them directly.
80. Why are haircuts and car repairs mentioned? 81. When can reasonable timing of the service be expected? 82. Why is a leaky roof mentioned? 83-85 refer to the following talk.
Every time you breathe in, your lungs take in oxygen, the food for your brain and body cells. This is absorbed into your blood. Your heart pumps the blood around your body where the cells take up the oxygen and get rid of the carbon dioxide and other waste products. The blood goes back via the heart to the lungs. In the lungs, blood gives up carbon dioxide, which you breathe out, and takes up more oxygen for the process to start again. Understanding how our body works can help us protect ourselves from heart attacks and strokes. Today, though, things are much better, and heart attack and stroke victims can benefit from new medications and treatments unavailable to patients in years past.
83. What is considered as food for our brain? 84. When in the lungs, what does the blood give away? 85. What is the purpose of this text? 86-88 refer to the following talk.
Business names are no longer registered within any government departments. But there are laws about using certain names and disclosing certain details of ownership. Before 1982, many business names had to be registered under the Registration of Business Names Act, 1916. The act was then repealed when new rules on business names came into force. This law was replaced by the Business Names Act, 1985. This allows the Secretary of State to have certain controls over the name you choose for your business and what you must tell others about the ownership of the business. Some words and expressions are controlled by other laws. These rules protect the rights which persons may have in relation to names or words.
86.
When was Registration of Business Names Act repealed?
87. What does the Business Names Act allow? 88. What is the main purpose of the mentioned rules? 89-91 refer to the following talk.
The very first modern Olympic Games opened in the first week of April 1896. Pole vaulting, sprints, shot put, weightlifting, swimming, cycling, target shooting, tennis, marathon, and gymnastics were all events at the first Olympics. The swimming events were held in the Bay of Zea, in the Aegean Sea. Gold medalist Alfred Hoyos Gutman described it, "I won ahead of the others with a big lead, but my greatest struggle was against the towering 12-foot waves and the terribly cold water. Approximately 300 athletes participated, representing 13 countries.
89. What is not a mentioned event at the first modern Olympics? What was Alfred Hoyas Guttmann's biggest difficulty? 91. How many individuals participated in the first modern games? Question 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
Our plane leaves at 7:30 tomorrow morning, so we will leave the house at 6 o'clock sharp in order to get there an hour before departure time. I know it's early, so be sure to set your alarm so you don't oversleep. It is a 9-hour plane ride from New York to Greece. You have to remain seated during the trip, but there are many ways to entertain yourself. You could watch a movie, read a book, walk around, or take a nap. Once the plane lands in Greece, we will get our passports stamped. After that, we will get our luggage from the baggage claim and then catch a taxi and have it take us to Hotel Poseidon in Athens.
92. What time do they need to arrive at the airport? 93. Which is not a mentioned way they can entertain themselves on the plane? 94.
Look at the graphic. Which one is their flight number?
95 through 97 refer to the following lecture.
All animals, but humans especially, adapt to their environments aided by learning. Through classical conditioning, we learn to anticipate events such as being fed or experiencing pain. Through operant conditioning, we learn to repeat acts that bring desired results and avoid acts that bring punishment. Through observational learning, we learn from the experience and example of others. Observational learning, where behaviors are observed and imitated, is a process found among higher animal groups, such as humans. Modeling is the process of observing and imitating a specific behavior or action.
95. How do we learn how to prepare for events such as pain? 96. What do we learn to avoid through operant conditioning? 97. How are humans classified? 98 through 100 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. This is Janet Fisher calling from Mr. Samuel's office. Mr. Samuels asked me to call you since he has to cancel today's meeting. I'm afraid he is not feeling well today. Mr. Samuels has another meeting tomorrow at 10 and is flying to Dallas on Friday morning, not getting back until next Tuesday. Otherwise, he is available from 9 to 11 a.m. on weekdays. Let us know what suits you in order to reschedule. We are so sorry about the short notice.
98.
What is Janet's job?
99.
Look at the graphic. When is the rescheduled meeting likely to take place?
100.
What does the woman mean when she says, "We are so sorry about the short notice"?
91. That is the end of the test.